Last October, before Barack Obama was in the White House, several college kids in Virginia decided to start a chapter of College Democrats on their campus. They set up a table, they handed out literature, they got a faculty advisor. Nothing too unusual about this situation, except when it's at Liberty University.
Jesus talked about the poor more than he did about abortion or gay marriage.
That's Brian Diaz, incoming sophomore at the Evangelical Christian School. He ran the first officially endorsed College Democrat club Liberty has ever had.
They sit with me at ball games. They mean well. They're good Christian kids. But over the last 8 months, they supported a lot of candidates who were not pro-life, not pro-family. And so the school decided to move them back to what they were for years, and that was an unendorsed club.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is chancellor of Liberty University. The students got word last week. Falwell says they're free to do and say what they please, but they can't be officially sanctioned.
It's not about Democrat, Republican. It's just about protecting the sanctity of life.
In other words, the university won't endorse a group that supports candidates who believe in abortion rights. So last night, Falwell made the students an offer. If they'll operate as part of Virginia Democrats for Life, not as representatives of the College Democrats, they can get their endorsement back. Brian Diaz says they're considering this option. After all, he does oppose abortion rights, but he'd rather keep the group the way it was.
Jesus talked about in the Bible that we should reach out to all nations and reach out to all types of people. And, you know, we want to share the love of Christ. And it just happens that we are Democrats and that we do believe in the Democratic platform.